A burn ban went into effect this week across New York. In addition, the State Department of Environmental Conservation is advising residents to enjoy the outdoors but continue to practice social distancing. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago says the burn ban that ends May 14th comes during the time for the highest fire dangers.
All residential fires outside are prohibited.
Sago says DEC staff will enforce the ban.
Violations of this, $500. The burn ban works. Every year since we've had the burn ban in place since 2009, we've seen a 42% drop in wildfires around the state.
Sagos was in Putnam County last week to advertise the ban.
Why is this important in particular this year? First, it's been a very mild winter, very warm spring or a very warm late winter so far. Lots of dry vegetation on the ground. So again, the conditions are unfortunately very ripe for wildfires to spring up around the state. Second, with every wildfire that DEC and our partners at State Police and Parks are called into, every single one of those fires diverts our personnel away from their very important mission to protect New Yorkers. And we are right now, of course, in the middle of a public health emergency.
Sagos was at Little Stony Point in Cold Spring, which days earlier had been the staging area for a fire on Breakneck Ridge. Nicole Wooten is Hudson Highlands Land Trust Natural Resources Manager.
The fire started from sparks from the Metro North train and then spread up the mountain. The containment area for the fire is approximately 300 acres. Not all of that 300 acres burned. The fire sort of spread based on the winds and rock faces that were sheltering certain areas, etc.
She says any fallen trees and debris were removed from the trails, which reopened March 14th. Wooten says some trail markers melted during the fire, and New York, New Jersey Trail Conference staff and volunteers are tending to this. And amid the pandemic, trail traffic has increased.
People need to get outside. They need that mental health break and relaxation. So we have seen a surge in trail usage ever since the coronavirus really hit New York. So people are encouraged to use the trail, and Breakneck Ridge trails are ready for use. However, all the CDC guidelines should be followed. So we really encourage folks to go out individually to keep their distance. And they may want to think about bringing their own map from Avenza Maps online or bring their own paper copies.
Wooten says fire is not always a bad thing for the area that was ablaze.
This area is used to fires. It's actually a fire-dependent ecological community. There are parts of Breakneck Ridge that are what's known as pitch pine, oak, heath, rocky summits. So all of those species are used to every 5 to 25 years naturally having moderate intensity fires. So this fire actually was not damaging to the ecological communities in any great way. It did happen at a strange time of year because we normally see snow melt and wetter conditions. So it was a lot drier than usual. That may have negatively affected some of the migrating amphibian communities. But for the most part, this forest is used to fire. It needs fire. There are species like pitch pine that are what's called serotonous, which means their cones are covered in a resin that is fire melted. They need the fire in order to open the cones and release the seeds. So the fire can actually be restorative in some ways and regenerative. So we are looking forward to seeing resprouting on there, within the next few weeks.
Sagos mentions high-risk fire areas, including the Highlands.
The Highlands in this area are fire-prone by their very nature. Same with across the river in the Catskills and the Minnewaska area. Again, a fire-prone environment. There's also high-risk areas in the Albany area, the Pine Bush, and in northern New York, Clinton County.
You can get a link to the DEC's fire danger map at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.